Army Command Sergeant Major Basil Plumley died just before dawn yesterday. At 0400, his Army friends will tell you, he was 92. Plumley fought in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. He was a legend in the Army, and he gained wider fame through the book about Vietnam, We Were Soldiers Once and Young, later made into a Mel Gibson movie. NPR's Tom Bowman has this remembrance.
Sergeant Major Plumley was a character ready-made for Hollywood. He was the son of a West Virginia coal miner. With just 2 years of high school, he was big and raw-boned. He believed in tough training and tough discipline, and that earned him the nickname Old Iron Jaw. In one scene from the movie, Sergeant Major Plumley listens while an officer tells his troops how the Sioux tribe would call older warriors grandfather. The commander walks away, and Plumley, played by actor Sam Elliott, turns to the soldiers.
Any of you some bitches calls me Grandpa, I'll kill you.
Well, Sam underplayed Plumley a little bit.
That's journalist Joe Galloway, who, along with Plumley's former commander, retired Lieutenant General Hal Moore, wrote the Vietnam book.
Basil Plumley was an absolute terror when it came to training standards and discipline.
And there was a reason for that. Plumley knew that soldiers, and especially young officers, had to be prepared for the horror they would face. Plumley made 4 combat jumps during World War II, one during the Normandy invasion, and still another jump in Korea. And when he found himself surrounded by North Vietnamese troops years later, he pulled out his .45 and hollered to his soldiers, "Gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves." On that day in November 1965, the sergeant major stood in the middle of the Battle of the Yadrang Valley. The movie shows reporter Galloway flat on the ground under heavy fire. Plumley shouts at him.
Can't take no pictures lying down there, sonny.
In the film, Plumley's character pulls Galloway to his feet and hands him a weapon.
Sir, I'm a non-combatant, sir.
Ain't no such thing today, boy.
I was shocked at first.
Again, Joe Galloway.
And then I thought, you know, he's right. And it was only later I learned that sergeants major are always right.
While Galloway and Plumley survived the 3-day fight, the battalion lost dozens of soldiers. It was the first major battle of the war. Years later, when he was writing the book, Galloway went to see Plumley, long retired by then. Plumley was standing on his suburban lawn in civilian clothes. Galloway was struck by how different Plumley seemed from Vietnam days.
He grabbed me and pulled me into a bear hug, and my jaw literally dropped. It was like suddenly I had been hugged by God or something.
Plumley had mellowed in his later years. He was a grandfather. He helped create an infantry museum at Fort Benning. But the sergeant major in him was just below the surface. As he lay in bed in a hospice this week, according to Galloway, the doctor came in and told Plumley he was dying. The soldier, 92 years old, answered that he wasn't sure he was willing to go just yet. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.